We learned a lot from SARS in 2003. And unfortunately, right now, we're seeing the Public Health Agency of Canada not go far enough in terms of their guidelines. They've essentially said that the COVID-19, which is now the term that's used for the coronavirus, is not transmitted by air. They're saying it's either contact or droplet.
Right.
The N95 respirator, which is a fit tested mask, so every single healthcare worker has to be fitted with this mask to make sure they have the right size, so there's a seal around their face. So Public Health Agency of Canada is saying that for this virus you don't need that mask, you can just use a basic mask, and we believe that that, you know, is not going far enough, and there isn't a 100% certainty that this virus is not transmitted by air. And until we have that 100% certainty, then we should err on the side of caution, which means we must put, you know, the maximum safety standards in place to protect not only healthcare workers and frontline workers who are potentially caring for patients that are at risk or have the disease, but also we prevent the disease from spreading to other patients. Because, you know, if healthcare workers, if registered nurses get the disease, then obviously we're at risk of spreading it to others.
And I mean, if the director of the Wuhan hospital is at risk, it begs the question, how worried are you?
Well, you know, we know our risk is low, and we know that officials across the country are talking frequently. So it is a moving target. And things are changing as more information becomes available. But what we want to make sure of is that if we get a suspected case in this province, that healthcare workers have the maximum protection, and that is by going with what we call the precautionary principle, which is maximum protection, wearing the N95 respirator whenever you feel that you might be in contact with a patient who is suspected of having COVID-19 or if a patient is actually diagnosed. We've just started yesterday asking our members some questions of how prepared they feel, because I think it all comes down to, you know, I'm reading this information every day, but how do people on the front line,
what are they saying,
feel? So they say they are getting, and the majority of our members are getting information from their employer, but based on the feedback that we've gotten so far, that really only about 35% of registered nurses feel that they're prepared to deal or care for a patient with COVID. With the COVID virus. So that tells me, and I'm sure, you know, the regional health authorities and the department know that there is still lots of work to be done here, lots of education to be done. And we're pressing and still will continue pressing our provincial government and, of course, federally to go with the precautionary principle as the Center for Disease Control has in the United States, has had the Centers for Disease Control in Europe. I mean, right now, Canada is offside a little bit with the precautions that they're saying workers need to take. The country is even offside with Ontario, in that Ontario is saying, you know, we need to use the precautionary principle.
Right,
and
so
the N95.
Ontario is more bolstered than the federal.
Absolutely.
Wow.
And I believe that comes from the experiences that they went through with SARS. They saw numerous, well, people die of SARS, but also healthcare workers die of SARS. So they have very, very intimate experience of not taking enough precautions in 2003. And, you know, I have to ask myself, and I was thinking about this last night, you know, what is the risk of us taking the maximum precautions versus what is the risk of us not taking
right,
the maximum?
Right, a little extra spending versus
and it should never be about money.
Yep.
I mean, this should be about protecting people. This should be about protecting workers, and it should be about protecting patients. And if it's about money, we should never make it about money.
Wow.
It has to be about protection.
But it blows my mind that less than half of the people you represent that you've spoken to do not feel prepared. What else can the government do? I mean, it stands to reason that you feel that the government is not fully prepared. Would I be correct in?
Well, the conversation that we've certainly had last week, as a matter of fact, I had a conversation with officials from the Department of Health. I asked for us to be involved because up to that point in time, we have not been involved in this issue. So they have agreed to that, and now we'll participate in their weekly teleconferences that they have. So we'll be up to date and plans that are in progress. I've had no conversations with the regional health authorities yet in terms of plans in place. I'm hopeful as I have these weekly conversations that I'll get some more up-to-date information. But the main point right now we're pressing government on is around the precautionary principle and maximum precautions, and making sure if there's any risk at all, that we make sure that we're protecting our workers and protecting patients. And, more work still needs to be done, more education. And, you know, that doesn't surprise me because it takes time to roll out information to frontline people. I'll be interested, to get updates on the processes that regional health authorities have in place, what we can do to contribute to that. And obviously, we're putting information out to our members around this issue. And our message is that, you know, this is an occupational health and safety issue, that they have to look at this as potential, if they get a patient with COVID-19, that it's potential unsafe work. And we're recommending to them that they take every precaution to protect themselves and the other patients that they're caring for.